USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pain at the pump. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.60. This, as President Biden recently said, the United States will release additional barrels of oil as conditions warrant from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This commuter saying enough already with the high gas prices.
I commute about 60 miles from in Arizona. I work also for a college, so it's really hitting my pockets because I spend about $15 a day each way to commute, so it's really adding up.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Winter is continuing for much of the country, with folks from Michigan to Maine expected to see snow showers. Wind also expected to be an issue, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour, bringing near whiteout conditions. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As much of the world focuses on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, North Korea launches a ballistic missile into the sea on Sunday. The missile launch was the eighth of its kind this year. Some experts say North Korea has been trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long-stalled disarmament talks. 64 civilians have died in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Ukraine's president says the attacks are continuing from the Russians.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
President Biden, with nothing on his public schedule today, President preparing for his State of the Union address Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Prescription drug distributors and Johnson & Johnson are agreeing to an opioid settlement.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The large gathering of conservatives known as CPAC wraps up Sunday from Orlando, Florida. On Saturday, one of the highlights was Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan speaking at the conference, saying if the Republicans are in the majority, they will launch a deep investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci's ties to the origins of COVID-19.
We need to do the investigations, not because we're the legislative branch. We can't prosecute or indict anyone, but for the simple fact, the American people, all of you, the whole country, deserves the truth. We need to know for certain, did Dr. Fauci know 2 years ago that this virus came from a lab? Did he know that? I think he did.
Jordan also saying free speech is under attack by politicians and activists. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.